Hey, everybody. It is Maddening Monday. That's
Maddening Monday.
I call it Monday Fun Day. It's not fun.
Monday Fun Day.
I'm mad as Monday.
You're mad as Monday?
So I'm calling it Maddening Monday.
Maddening Monday. Maddening Monday. Well, I can tell you what. These liberals, these communists, they're making America mad. And I think and I pray that you are so mad, that you're so angry, that you're going to get out and vote these Democrats out of office. That's the only way we can do this peacefully. And I'm a peaceful man. I'm a peaceful person. But touch me, it's a different story.
Ooh.
Touch my family, different story. But I'm a peaceful man. I think we can resolve these issues peacefully. I think we can.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about voting. But first, we're going to talk about something that Will and I kind of, Will's heard about it. I haven't heard about it, but I just found out that President Biden did an executive order. You're not going to believe what he just did executive order for. I blew me away.
Executive order. Does it have something to do with gun laws?
Actually, it doesn't.
Does it have something to do with transgenderism?
It does.
Does it have something to do with, and I'm talking about transgender as, you know, how they're doing little kids.
Oh, no.
No? Okay. No, does it have something to do? Okay. You just let the cat out the bag right there.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's about, okay. So actually was it this past week? Well, actually it was in September. This is on what's called the Defender. It's the website is called childrenshealthdefense.org if you want to try to find this article that I'm going to be talking about. But it says the transhumanist agenda behind Biden's executive order on advancing biotechnology.
So that means that they want to be able to hack the human being. They want to be able to hack your mind.
Right.
They want to be able to control what you think, how you feel about certain things. And if they can implement this, he just signed an executive order for this, people. Talk about sci-fi.
Yeah. And I'm reading this article, and Will, you actually just said some trigger words for me that I read in this article. And I was just sitting here going, this is crazy. Like, I'm one of those people that feel like, you know, it would seem impossible for you to kind of interject, you know, what is it they call it, AI and the human body to become some kind of cyborg type human person. But that's literally what they're working on, right? And it's crazy. And for President Biden,
why do you keep saying president?
Well, I'm sorry. Yeah, you don't like it when I say that.
I mean, seriously, I hate when Fox News, when they say it, or just all of them, when they say it, it irks me. He's the guy in the White House. I'll acknowledge that. Yeah. He's the idiot.
Well, all the articles say President Biden, but I will omit that for you.
Oh, I greatly appreciate that. I really do. Okay. I'm pretty sure our listening audience will appreciate that as well. I'm willing to bet. Leave me a comment there if you think so. Yeah,
especially now that you brought it up to their attention.
Okay. Yeah. But go ahead, continue. Okay. I apologize.
So, yeah, let's talk about this article because we have a lot to talk about. Oh, my gosh. So, a story at a glance, right? So, on September 12th, Biden signed an executive order on advancing biotechnology and biomanufacturing innovation for a sustainable, safe, and secure American bioeconomy. That's what it's called. Right? Specified in that order is the development of genetic engineering technologies and techniques to, quote, to be able to write a circuitry for your cells and predictability program biology in the same way in which we write software and program computers. Now, that's really important what I just said. The same technology, they want to use your cells and they want to be able to write a program into your cells like they do into software. Crazy.
Yeah, you know what? Right? A lot of people talking about this conspiracies and everything.
This is a conspiracy. Let me finish.
I know. I'm right here. I'm reading it with you.
Right.
So do you remember when they were pushing the vaccine, people were coming out talking about this very thing, that the mRNA, how they're trying to hack the body DNA and try to change all that. They were saying it was a conspiracy.
Yeah.
Now we have a full-fledged executive order for them to proceed with that very thing that they were calling a conspiracy.
And I promise you, I probably was on the side of, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. I really was, right? Like, because I still, like I said, I can't wrap my mind around us being able to do this. But really, I can't even wrap my mind around us wanting to do it. Like, I guess that's my whole dilemma.
Well,
right? Like, why? Well, I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to read it to you.
Okay.
Actually, why?
Read it to me.
But
I'm going to give you my, if they don't bring it up, I'm going to give you the reason why they're doing this.
Okay. Well, it's at the bottom of this article. So you're going to.
Okay. Go ahead. Go.
Okay. So it says this executive order establishes a fast-tracked pipeline of mRNA shots.
Oh, there it is.
And other gene therapies that will further the transhumanist agenda to create a augmented humans and bring us into a post-human world. It says the drug makers have clearly expected this free-for-all as they have loads of mRNA candidates in their pipeline. So they already have people that are willing to do this.
Millions already have it, actually.
Right. On September 14th, Pfizer initiated a phase 3 study. So we're already in phase 3.
Phase 3.
Okay. That will test a quadrivalent mRNA-based shot for 25,000 American adults. Moderna began its phase 3 mRNA flu jab trial in early June. Ultimately, Moderna wants to create an annual mRNA shot that covers all of the top viruses that will result in hospitalizations each year. Now, Will.
So it's not just the COVID any longer. They're even talking about with the flu vaccine.
Oh, yeah.
So if it's not just a flu vaccine,
right,
they're going to put it in all these other vaccines. Because
right,
you know, when people have children and they're born, they load the kids up with vaccine after vaccine after vaccine.
Right. Now, this actually is a huge article. I'm actually just picking out little bits and pieces to give you an overall of it. It says the past 3 years, are several articles exploring the transhumanist agenda, which these mRNA shots and genetic technologies are part of and parcel of. Basically, the goal of the transhumanist movement is to transcend biology through technology and to meld human biology and technology and artificial intelligence. This is crazy. You know why they want to do this? It says,
tell us why they want to do it.
Now, I want to be clear. It says in September 2020, they did have the COVID shots with mRNA, but those do not have any of this technology yet in them.
So they say.
They were just testing beds, supposedly.
Okay.
Right? It says, since these shots are designed to manipulate your biology, they have the potential to also alter the biology of the entire human race. This is crazy. It says one reason why it's important to know for certain whether synthetic RNA ends up creating permanent changes in the genome is because synthetic genes are patented. So once they patent these genes and they put these in humans,
they own you.
They own you.
They own you. You are their property.
That's what it is saying.
Yeah, you
is
are.
Is that not crazy?
I mean, I've heard this for a while now.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, I've heard this for a while. They
people.
Actually own you because they own the patent that you are becoming now. Because they've changed you, they own you.
Yeah.
And so, and a lot of things a lot of people don't understand is that if they own you like this and they have made that connection between the human and the AI, if they decide that you are a problem to society, they can cut you off. They can stop you from breathing.
Okay,
they can stop you from thinking.
Yes.
They can just end your life because you became a nuisance. So,
okay, and I'm going to skip ahead.
And let me say this. And okay. I can see a lot of people,
right,
especially those on the left that are without God,
uh-huh,
jumping on board with this because they say, oh, we can do this to rule out Christianity. I'm telling you, that's coming.
Okay, listen, guys, this is what Will's talking about right now. And I'm actually skipping down because Will got to the meat of this. It says on page 12 of the report, the concept of human body as a platform is described in how various parts of the human platform can be augmented. Listen to this. For example, physical performance such as strength, dexterity, speed, and endurance can be enhanced, as well as physical senses. One example given is gene editing for enhanced sight. So they'll make it sound great, right? Right. Like, hey, listen, you take this and we're going to give you better sight.
Yep.
Not knowing all the other things they can do to you. Listen to this. Psychological performance, such as cognitive, emotion, and motivation, can be influenced to activate and direct desired behavior. Examples of cognitive augmentation include improving memory, attention, alertness, creativity, understanding, decision making, will, intelligence, and vigilance.
So my question is so how come they haven't done this on how come they haven't done this on Biden yet?
Maybe that's why he signed it. He's like, oh, listen. But listen, people, they want to, and like I say, I'm one of those people that I was like, this is a conspiracy theory. I don't even believe we can do this. I don't even believe that. I can't even believe people would line up to do this.
Oh, you know, many people are going to line up to do it. That. Because you know what? The reason being is because people have rejected God. The United States of America has, for the most part, become a society that has ruled out God. Look what they've done. They removed the Ten Commandments from the courthouses. They removed prayer, if you're a Christian, from schools. They remove it from, you can't talk about your religion at the your place of employment. You can't talk about it if you are a Christian. But the other ones, you can talk about them all day long. If you're wanting to, you know, start up a church, they make you go through so much red tape. In today's world, you won't be able to do it.
Wow.
All of this. And you know what? And remember, and I want you to think about this too.
You're tripping me out.
I want you to think about this, because remember years ago, I used to tell you things that they're going to do in the future.
Like I said, I'm one of those people that I'm like, right?
Remember, because I would constantly say, so for those of you that don't know, I used to look at the end time prophecies, and I talk about end time all the time, to the point where people say, oh, here comes Will, he's talking about the end time. But now I don't have to talk about it. You know why?
Because it's here.
Because everyone's seeing it now.
So let me tell you, talking about church and behaviors, which is tripping me out, because it's like you already read this article.
And I haven't, just to be clear, I haven't read it.
You haven't read it.
Correct. Go ahead.
Correct.
Okay.
Because you were telling me about it. We heard about it. So I went and looked up something, and this is what I found, and I'm just tripping out. So the last part of this example of what they can do is social performance. The ability to perceive oneself as part of a group and the readiness to act as part of the team can be influenced. Communication skills, collaboration, and trust are also included here. Is this not crazy? I mean, my mind is blown. I'm sitting here going, wow, talk about controlling people. Talk about controlling people. What? Let me tell you something. Just the fact that Biden signed this tells you who he is. It tells you what he's about.
Yeah, but it's not just him.
I know it's not just about him. And let me say this. This is his executive order. This is him saying.
I don't even think he knew what he was signing.
Well,
I'm telling you.
That's argument.
They bring this stuff to him.
You don't think that he's for this?
Oh, I believe that he's for it. I believe that he's for it. Yeah.
Biden, you will have the power to control people. You don't think he wants it? Because that's what they're all about. Control.
Well, they are about control. The reason why I said it, because Joe Biden doesn't know where he is half the time. And they probably just have him sign executive orders. But what I find interesting is that the mainstream media, they didn't say a thing about it.
No.
Any other, because come on, everybody. Every single time Joe Brandon signs these wake agendas.
Woke agendas?
Yeah, sorry, these woke agendas. Wake. I did say wake. I mean, my goodness. So when he signs these woke agendas, they put it all over the television.
Oh, yeah.
They parade it all over social media, all over every network. They're like putting it everywhere. But this one, they said nothing about it. Hmm. So what else has he done that we are unaware of, right? What else has he done? This is a deliberate attack on the people in this country and the world. And you know what? I'm willing to bet that there's something else in there about this taking it on a global scale.
Well, listen to this. This is another part of it that I kind of skipped over, but it says U.S. Defense Department aims to create human cyborgs. So what it's saying is basically they'll take this mRNA that contains nanobots,
right,
to create bioelectric interface capable of connecting to your smartphone or other interface.
Devices.
Right.
Probably via Bluetooth or Wi-Fi.
Right. So it says novel technologies that measure biological data, such as your blood sugar, are based on this, such as technologies will, of course, have immediate ramifications on our privacy. Because all of a sudden, they'll have access to certain things we don't want them to have. It says your cell phone can receive information, will be able to receive information from your body. What information can your body receive from it or from other sources? So they can, it could it says, could transmissions affect your mood? They don't know. Could transmissions affect your body, maybe physical function, your thoughts or memories? They're not really sure how
you
far
know.
It's
you know
go.
What? You know what? One thing that I've noticed, and I've been talking about, you know, some of this stuff on social media, as I've noticed, a lot of people saying, "Well, I remember reading the Bible, and I kept telling myself that it wouldn't happen in my lifetime," and this stuff that you're talking about right now, this is happening in our lifetime. You actually had the person that's supposed to be the leader of the free world signing executive orders to implement what I say is the gateway to what the mark of the beast will be. Because once they have the AI connected with humans, there's nothing they won't be able to do to control you. And they're going to be able to deceive so many people more than they are right now. It is going to grow, I mean, beyond belief. It's going to be crazy.
It is crazy.
It is crazy. And it's going to be even crazier.
You know, and I look at my cell phone differently than I used to.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I look at my cell phone like, you know, sometimes when you and I have conversations, we're looking at our phone like,
Yeah. Because, you know, I'm telling you.
Or computers around you. I mean, we've even gone into rooms where there's no technology.
Yeah, we're telling everyone that. So sometimes, like, you know, I have a watch.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll take my watch off.
Yep.
I'll take my phone, a laptop, whatever, even an iPad, whatever it is, anything that has a electrical current, I'll put it in the other room. And then we'll have conversation.
Listening.
Yeah. And the reason why we know that they're listening, because if you talk about, oh, we could probably go get so-and-so, like, well, and I can't even afford to buy one, but I would say, wouldn't it be nice to get one of those tubs where it just sit like in the floor and you have the water come up, and you know how you see them in those magazines.
Yeah, dude, we were just talking.
Yeah. Just talking about it. And then bam, not even 5 minutes later, started getting advertisement on it.
Yeah. It was
so, you
trip,
know,
and
yeah,
we were both like, what?
Well, I mean, come on. That's too obvious.
Yeah.
So they're listening in on every conversation that you are having. You think that you're having a private conversation. You are not. When you use these apps like WhatsApp, you think you're having a private conversation. You are not.
Yeah. I mean,
they're listening in.
One time I went to IKEA, I didn't even take my phone out or anything the whole time I was there. By the time I got home, I was getting all these advertisements for this table that I stood in front of and was looking at. I was like, what?
Because you stopped at it for
the freak is just happening.
Stopped at it for a couple of seconds. Then you start getting
yeah, so more and more stuff like that. I look at my phone, and some people might like the coincidence. Some people may go, oh, that's actually pretty cool. I don't think it's cool.
Well, a lot of people want that interaction with technology.
See,
a lot of people want that interaction. Okay, so if you want to give us a call and chime in about the conversation we're having here, the number is 319-527-3453. I'll get my producer to put it in the chat for everyone in there. The number is 319-527-3453. And you give me a call that way. I like taking the phone calls that way because it's a lot better system that way, and I can hear you, and people can hear you as well. And also, if you do call in, it's there on the podcast later on, which is pretty awesome. Okay, we could talk about this transhumanist agenda. And you know what? Before we move on, we are living in the last days. We see how evil these people are. We see how demonic they are. We see the agenda that they're pushing. We, you and I, we have an opportunity this November to change something. If you love freedom, you're going to have to step up. If you haven't, if you never got involved before in the past in the political realm, you're going to have to now. Just small things. Make phone calls. Find out who's running in your area. Because right now, this is crunch time. A gentleman called us last week and he said, all hands on deck. Straight up, all hands on deck. And that is so true. We need to get all hands on deck right now. But so let's, since we're talking about that, let's talk about voter suppression. So right before we came on, I was talking about this this junk mail. And that's exactly what it is, junk mail. And I got this from the fake Mexican Beto O'Rourke. And on this thing, it says, now it's on all of us to defend democracy and protect the right to vote. Shannon, if you're an American citizen, who doesn't have the right to vote? If you're an American citizen in the United States of America and you haven't committed any crimes,
I was going to say,
felonies. If you had any felonies or anything, right. But you're an American citizen, who doesn't have the right to vote?
No one. Everybody has the right to
so
vote.
So why are they? I mean, so what is this? What is this that they're pushing? Now, this when I saw this completely disgusts me.
Yeah.
Because it straight up says on here, new Texas voting law means black voters' ballots get tossed. Like basically saying, hey, Will, you know what? If you're black and you get one of these, there's two ways to look at this. The way I looked at it is really insulting. Because he's telling me that my vote doesn't count. Other black people may look at this and be like, well, you know what? Why should I vote if my vote's not going to count? If they're going to throw it out.
Right. Well, the thing here in Texas,
This is fraudulent.
Right. So what's happened here in Texas is they've tightened up voter rules only to, as far as on election day, you can't vote for 24 hours. Right. Democrats wanted to make it available that you could vote from 7 a.m. to 7 a.m. the next day. The problem is with stuff like that is you don't have people that will work those polls for 24 hours. And so it's open to fraud.
Yeah, people get exhausted.
Right. And so people are like, no, we're not going to do that. And then there's just some, you know, like ballot boxes every single place. They're like, you know what, if we can't watch and ballot boxes everywhere, we're not going to put them everywhere, it opens up to fraud. But what Texas did is they've allowed you for like up to 2 weeks to vote. So when people say voter suppression, I'm like, listen, if you can't figure out time in 2 weeks to go vote, you're just plain lazy.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, just plain lazy. And a lot of these states have how does that supposedly,
because according to this, how is that supposedly affecting black people? Well, because they're specifically targeting black people on this trash.
See, and that's what I don't like. I don't like when you get stuff like that and they aren't specifically telling you what they're talking about. And in the beginning
of it says throwback to Jim Crow.
Yeah.
Which Jim Crow was 100% a demonic demon crap.
And this
agenda.
Is on Beto's was his campaign postcard or whatever it is.
Yeah, it's trash.
Right, but listen to this.
You know, a lot of people are saying I should just rip it up. A lot of people are saying I should burn it. But you know what? There's an address on here. I shared that address. I'm thinking about making a trip.
I'm quite sure there's probably nobody there. It's probably like a mailbox thing in it because they don't want you to come harass.
It says Suite 508.
Yeah, you know how it says
Suite
508.
So you know what? Maybe I'll go there and say it, maybe I'll show it.
Okay.
Maybe so, I'll show it.
You know what? You can ask them. What's the voter
suppression? That's what I'm saying. I want to go there. I'm going to say, wait a minute. Are you telling me that my vote is going to get tossed out because I'm black?
So but listen, anyways. You know, I mean, talking about, you know, Abrams, there's an article on The Hill today. It says voter suppression in Georgia still underway despite record early turnout. That's what Abrams is saying, right? Because in 2018, she said, we had record turnout. We had record turnout that shattered records for Democrats among communities of color. And in the same election, we know 85,000 Georgians were denied their vote due to voter suppression tactics that shut down their precincts, right? It says, we know that 50,000 voters had their right to vote held hostage by the exact match process, which has been proven to be voter suppression tactics. Now, let me tell you what this.
So voter suppression.
Right. She says it's voter suppression. Right. So what is this exact match? So when they get the vote, if on your ballot, it does not match something, something doesn't match with your driver's license or social security number, it gets thrown out. It gets held and set aside because it's almost like it's not you. Right. So if something on your voter registration doesn't match up with your driver's license and social security, it looks fraudulent. Therefore, it gets thrown out. They're saying that that only affects black people.
Oh, and it only affects black people.
She's saying that that affects black people. So Stacey Abrams
is saying that black people are too incompetent to know how to put down a social security number
or driver's license.
I
don't know.
She's saying black people are stupid.
But listen,
I mean, that's what I'm hearing.
Well, it's up to the person.
But that's what I'm hearing.
To get that information right.
It is.
Right? I mean, we can't, America cannot pay for people that can't get that right. But listen, that's also a tactic of people doing fraudulent ballots. So,
you know what it looks like, and you mentioned it earlier, the people that are upset with this are the people. I mean, the people who are upset with any, like this Beto O'Rourke thing, right? The people who are upset about voter laws are the ones who want to cheat. Because the people who don't want any cheating, they don't mind having stuff to line up correctly. If your Social Security is incorrect, if your driver license is incorrect, if your name is not correct, that becomes a problem. And be like, well, this is not, who's to say it's the same person?
Yeah.
Who's to say it's the same person? Yeah. And what if a person comes in after you with the same name, similar, but they have the correct driver license number? What then? What do you do then?
And I haven't looked into why precincts were shut down, but I know some of the reasons is maybe there weren't enough people to work the precinct. So once again, get involved in your local election. If you want to make sure that your precinct is up and viable and a place for people to go vote, then make sure that you get involved. If not, once again, people in Georgia, they've already started voting. They started voting last week.
Yeah, right? And they're saying record turnout. They said typically when they get 76,000 people show up, they said the first day one, they got 100,000 plus.
106,000, which normally is like 78,000.
Yeah, yeah. So Where's the oppression at? Where's the voter oppression at?
You know, they always say that. They always say that when it comes to voting. Well,
she wants to make an excuse for when she lose.
Exactly.
She can say, oh, they cheated. That. It was voter suppression. They didn't allow people to vote. But I've yet to see anyone come out with a video saying, I went here to vote. I have all my information lined up and they wouldn't let me vote. But we have a caller, Shannon.
Okay.
Let's take the call. I like when someone gives a call. Let's see. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I am Seth from Long Island, New York. Awesome. How you doing, Will?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for the call. Long Island, New York.
Yes.
Wow. Let me ask you a quick question before you ask anything.
Yes.
Are you close to that tent that they made up for the immigrants there where they get the free meals and the Game Boy and the place, the Xbox and all the luxuries that, you know, I don't have?
I never heard of such a thing, but that's crazy.
You haven't heard of it?
It's in New York.
Well, yeah, it's New York. But yeah, they
okay, probably in New York City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't say where, it just said New York. So
Long Island is more Republican.
Oh, that's nice to know then. Okay. What do you got? What you got for us?
I've been trying to actually get some of the really ridiculous laws in New York changed. But I called my senator. And one of the things was the Clean Air Act. I have no problem with clean air, but the fact is when they're basically taking rights away from smokers and saying you can't smoke here, you can't smoke there, you can't smoke anywhere where other people are, that's when I have a problem. And then there's another one where they're literally saying you can't take a gun into New York City. You can't carry a gun here. You can't carry a gun there. You can't carry a gun anywhere.
Let me say this if I can real quick. I don't smoke myself. And I don't like it when I go some places when people are smoking and I smell the smoke, but that doesn't give me the right to tell them that they can't. So I'm completely with you. And it's just like if someone doesn't want to own a gun, they shouldn't take the rights from you or anybody else from wanting to own a gun. Continue.
And the thing is, the Supreme Court is always basically saying back and forth, no, you can't do that. That basically is saying that that with the Second Amendment, you can't tell people that they can't carry a gun here, you can't carry a gun there. So they're going back and forth.
Yeah, see, that's the game that the left has always been doing. And they know good and well that they have been violating the U.S. Constitution ever since they could. And you know what? The Democrats, they lost the war. They lost the Civil War. And for the Democrat Party, the Democrat Party, it's been revenge ever since. That's why they go after the NRA the way they do. And that's why they demonize Republicans the way they have. And go ahead.
And I agree with you on some things, and I don't agree with you on other things. I don't think there's some, like, holy war going on, and the Democrats are demons. No, I don't think that.
Really?
I think pretty much all politicians are pretty much corrupt.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. To vote for them.
Yeah, that's true. So let me ask you this. It extends more than just politicians. If you have Democrats, let's just put it this way. The DNC, you know what that is, right? The Democrat National Convention. They have it once every year, right? So let me put it to you this way. If the Antichrist, Satan himself, went before the DNC and was telling them everything that he wanted to achieve, do you think there would be anything that they would disagree with?
Probably not.
So it's pretty much demonic demon crash. I mean, because there's nothing under the sun that the Democrats would not try to push. Because look how they're targeting our children. Look at everything that is demonic. If you can think of something demonic, the Democrats will support it. Anything, everything.
I'm also a libertarian, Will. I'm not, though I lean to the right side, I'm not full-fledged, like, conservative either.
Okay. Well, I've noticed that about some libertarians. They tend to lean a little bit to the right, but, you know, but the stuff that the Democrats have been doing to this country, I think everyone has seen how extreme they have become. Would you agree?
And the third rule that I wanted to do was rewrite Roe versus Wade. And what I'm saying is, I'm not totally against abortion, but I think that it should be used only for emergencies only.
Well, so wait a minute. If you're a libertarian, though, don't you believe that the Constitution takes priority, and there's nowhere in the Constitution where it even talks about protecting the, you know, to have an abortion? So that's why it went back to the states.
Yeah, I understand that. Okay. And I agreed with that.
Okay.
Well, there has
but
been
at the same
there...
time, I, but the, at the same time, this is how I feel.
Yeah.
But if a woman is horribly raped or sexually abused, then it should be her choice.
Well, I mean, that's like 1-2% of all abortions. Those, for the most part, 98% of them are birth control. And
yeah,
Stacey Abrams is even pushing for, hey, if you have economic problems, just go ahead and abort your baby. That'll help.
Yeah. If the woman is deathly sick and she's going to croak, yeah, by all means, terminate it. She can have another baby.
And
you
know
what I mean?
Most Republicans would actually agree with those two things. They'll say, you know what? I'll give you that. Right? But they argue only that 2%. They don't argue, okay, why are we going to have the other 98% of the abortions? That's the problem. That's, you know, because we can argue those two all day long and most people are going to agree. It's the other 98% where we say, hey, listen,
and
you're using it as birth control.
And that's how they keep it to be a big issue, and by trying to convince women that they're about to lose their rights when they're not even talking about the 98 that uses for birth control. Yeah. They always focus in on the smallest percentage.
You're talking about.
The
yeah.
smallest percentage. They always do that. And they say, well, if you're talking about that small percentage, you must be talking about all of it. And that's not the case. And a lot of people twist stuff as much as possible. So. Well, hey, I want to thank you so much for giving
us
the call.
Anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you. And it was, and I was like talking with my friends on Facebook, how am I going to get this changed, etc. And they're just like, you live in liberal New York. There's yeah. no way you're going to get anything changed unless you have money.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. A lot of it. Hey, thank you so much for the call.
Bye.
You know what? And one thing in New York, Shannon, in 2012, they actually aborted more Black babies than were born.
That's true.
And that wasn't, you can't tell me that there was more Black women being raped or incest.
No.
That's not even possible. It's not even possible. So for more Black babies to be aborted than born in the state of New York in 2012, come on.
Well, I mean, there's even many years past 2012 where that's been the same issue. So I don't, you know, it's sad because he's right. In order to really make changes, you have to have money to push it. You have to get the word out. You have to get petition signed. I mean, there's so much to it, but here's the thing. The more laws that we have, the more lawbreakers we have, the more laws we have, the bigger government we have.
Yep.
Right. So
yeah. Just like Joe Biden is talking about, you know, doing more gun laws, right?
Right?
And I'm just waiting for the day he just signed this transhumanist executive order. I'm waiting for the day for him to come out and sign an executive order for the Second
well,
Amendment.
You know what? It's
I'm
funny.
Just waiting for
he
it.
He actually said he was going to do an assault ban. That's what he said.
Right. And then he talked about
yesterday. What did he say? Well, I almost started laughing.
He said that he's for weapons that have less than
six or less
or eight. He said eight or less.
Oh, was it eight or less?
Eight or less. And
I thought it was okay.
Eight or less.
And we're like, okay.
And I'm thinking,
what guns only have?
There are some. There are some that have just six in there. But I mean, like thinking, I'm like, no, nowhere in the Constitution.
Does it limit,
you know, saying, hey, you can only have one round in the chamber. That's it. One round. Or not even if they could go, they wouldn't even allow you to have anything. They wouldn't let you have no way of protecting yourself if it's up to them.
True.
If it's up to them. Okay. Can we talk about the economy now?
No.
We don't want to talk about the economy?
Yeah. So Bernie Sanders talking about this voting thing still.
Oh, okay.
Right. Bernie Sanders said he's worried about low midterm voter turnout among young people. Now, we already told you that there's record turnout across America. In fact, there was another reporting article that I had to share with you that says that there's record turnout, right? Bernie Sanders said this. He said, I'm worried about the level of voter turnout among young people and working people who will be voting Democratic. First of all, they're not Democratic, but that's what he means. He said, and I think, again, what Democrats have got to do is contrast their economic plan with Republicans. What are the Republicans talking about? They want to cut Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid at a time when millions of seniors are struggling to pay their bills. Now, this is a total lie, and we've talked about it several times. They do not want to. In fact, fact checkers have even said the claim that Biden and now Bernie are making that they want to cut Social Security is a total lie. The only thing that Ron Johnson said that he wants to do is they want to make it where we review it every, 2 to 5 years
two
or whatever.
2 to 5 years.
To make sure that there is money to fund it.
Right.
Because right now, guess what, people? They don't know how they're going to pay for your Social Security. Those people listening right now, they don't know how they're going to pay for it.
Yeah. You know why? Because the Democrats have been successful in spending your money without any checks and balances.
Right.
They'd have been able to just take it and spend it, whatever. That's why. Why do you think the money that you paid into Social Security is gone? And it's gone.
I mean, where's
it at? Like, where's it at?
This is just one of those illusions that they create.
It's straight up theft.
Right? They come up and say, this is what they're going to do to you. They fear monger. They totally lie. It's not factual. But listen, people hear this enough and they believe it. Let me tell you something. Will was talking about Beto. There was I told you guys last week that there was a reporter that went down to the college and was asking those young people that are at the age of voting who they were going to vote for. They all said Beto. None of them could tell you why. None of them could tell you what he stood for. All they knew was Beto. That is what we call an uninformed voter. Yep. And there's a whole lot of them. And listen, the Democrat Party, that's what they want. That's part of their tipping scale, right? They make the blacks seem like they're victims, so they'll vote for them. They make these young people feel like, hey, listen, they're against you. They're capitalist. They're the bad people. Vote for us. He's worried that they're not going to show up at the polls. They act like the working people and the young people is their base, and they're going to vote for them.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the working people, just like the Democrats, they always say that black people don't have time to go vote because they work and they have families. Do you not think that the middle class works and have
families? I guess white people don't work. You know what it is? Bernie doesn't work. Bernie doesn't do anything, wow, apparently. Okay. So he's sitting around doing nothing, and all the black people, y'all got to work, right? That is what the Democrats have been doing all along. They want black people out in the field working while they sit back and sip lemonade and do nothing. That's what Bernie Sanders is doing. I can't stand these people because they literally lie and they create this racial division. All of a sudden, and you know what? I don't think they were doing this. I guess they did it in 2020 and somewhat in 2018, but they really didn't do it in 2016. There was no one talking about, well, maybe just a little bit, but not like they are now about voter suppression of black people. It's not happening. And again, if it was happening, you know very well, MSDNC and the Communist News Network, ABC, CBS, the whole Alphabet Network soup group would be showing the video of a black person saying, I have all of my information in order and they still wouldn't let me vote because I'm black. There's no videos of that. And it kind of makes me think about how the left was constantly talking about, oh, man, all of a sudden we got all this Asian hate. Out of nowhere, we got this Asian hate. And they said the mega white Republicans were out there attacking Asians, but there's no videos of it. But then all these videos of black people attacking Asians started popping up everywhere. And then guess what? The Asian hate story fizzled away. And now we're just weeks out from the one of the greatest midterm election in the country's history. And now they're talking about hatred towards Jewish people. They do this. And it's the Democrats that's drumming this up, making this nonsense up to try to make sure that Jewish people stay in their place by giving money to the Democrat Party, along with black people, Hispanic people, Indians, whoever you are. They want you to stay in your place and support the Democrat Party. And they are demonic. Every last one of them are demonic. They're demonic. When you go out there and you pull the lever and you say, well, you know, I don't support, you know, just killing a baby just because, you know, I don't want the baby. You know, you can say that all day. There's people that say it all the time. Well, I don't support this. I don't support that. Or they say, I don't support sodomy, you know, two men getting married, but they still vote for Joe Biden. Well, guess what? When you pull the lever for Joe Biden, for Kamala Harris, for Nancy Pelosi, for these Democrats, you pulled the lever in support of all of this demonic stuff. There's no way around it. You can say that you don't support it, but you just supported it. So now it comes to the point that you have literally just lied to yourself talking about what you don't and what you do support. You're literally lying to yourself. And that's when it comes to that realization again. People see the truth, they hear the truth, but yet they believe the lie because they like the way the lie feels.
And speaking of Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy Pelosi talking about lying. So listen to Nancy Pelosi here, because now she wants everyone to change the subject about the economy or the recession or the inflation, you know, with everything that's causing problems in America. We need to stop talking about that. And all of you that are complaining about it, you need to shut up and get over it, because other nations are going through it as well.
And the fact is that when I hear people talk about inflation, as I heard him there, we have to change that subject. Inflation is a global phenomenon.
Yes.
The EU, the European Union, the UK, the British have higher inflation rate than we do here. It's not, the fight is not about inflation. It's about the cost of living.
So the EU having higher costs, we're supposed to be like, oh, they have higher costs than we do. So just give it, just give up. So what? Just stop complaining and pay more when we don't have more to pay.
Yeah, she's almost just dismissing, because everybody's experiencing inflation. We just need to accept it. And that's a non-issue, right? But listen, we know that inflation is driven by federal spending. The amount of federal spending that they are doing, and even like the federal, the college loan forgiveness and all that, it all plays into our economy. It is affecting our cost of living, because when inflation goes up, it's actually right now making affordable housing unaffordable. It's making groceries unaffordable. I mean, all these things are just, and guess what, Will? Can I talk about, in with this, can I talk about the diesel?
Let me play this other one with Bernie. Okay. Let me play this other one with Bernie, because it ties right into what Nancy Pelosi was saying. And this is him on with on the Communist News Network with Jake the Snake. And Jake the Snake is telling him, saying, why would anyone vote for you when y'all actually created this problem? He's literally calling Bernie Sanders out on the Communist News Network. And Bernie Sanders goes in this whole left field trying to say, well, you know, the Democrats, how many seats the Democrats occupy within Congress? That's what he does. He goes on talking about that. But the question is, why would anyone vote for you when y'all literally caused this problem?
But to play devil's advocate here, if I'm a swing voter out there, a young voter, a working class voter, I hear your message, I think, but you guys control everything. Democrats control the House and the Senate and the White House, and inflation is really high, and I'm having a tough time making ends meet. Why should I vote for you again?
Now listen to this.
Well, we have half the votes, exactly half the votes of the Senate, and a tiny majority in the House. And I think it's important that when we talk about inflation, Republicans will say, well, this is Joe Biden's fault. Really? Our inflation rate is much too high. It is 8%. It is 10% in the UK, 10% throughout Europe, 7% in Canada. Inflation is a global problem caused, A, by the breaking of supply chains because of the pandemic, by the war in Ukraine. And as I said, significant part of inflation has to do with corporate greed.
Okay, so now it has to do with corporate greed. Again, why would anybody vote for them? Because when President Trump was in office, how much was the inflation? It was like 1 point something. That was the inflation.
And they were saying corporate greed was happening then.
Yeah, that was corporate greed. Inflation being at 1%, that's corporate greed.
Yeah, under Trump, all the corporations were being greedy, but yeah, they weren't being greedy as much as they were being.
So how was the stock market going through the roof? How was your portfolio looking better? How was the gas prices lower? How was the food costs lower? How was that corporate greed when everything was lower for the American people? People were not, I mean, I don't recall people complaining about going to get gas. I'm pretty sure somebody, but not on this scale. There was no stickers flying around complaining about the gas prices with a finger of President Trump saying, I did that.
I mean,
it should have been when it was low.
The corporations were hiring more people. They were getting new technology. They were, you know, producing mass production. I mean, they were doing all these things. So that's what happens when you reinvest into your country.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. We got another phone call, and then we're going to go to the story that everybody needs to hear. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hi, Will. This is Connie. I'm calling from Missouri.
Hello, Connie. Thank you so much for the call.
Boy, it's so glad to I'm glad to connect with you. I got to tell you, Will, I agree with you 100%. and I keep wanting to jump into the conversation. But now I'm on here. I'm nervous. I forgot what I was going to say.
That's funny.
It's all good. It's all good. So we've been talking. Go ahead.
I really liked what you said to that last caller about asking the Democrats, or asking people if a demon would want that, and if the answer was yes.
So what I asked him, if the Antichrist of Satan himself went and stood before the DNC, the Democrat National Convention, and telling him, and he's telling them all of the policies that he wants to do, which one would there be anything they would disagree with? And he said, no, they wouldn't. I mean, so it's just clear right there. Yeah. I mean, that's exactly it. And I thought about that years ago. I said, there's nothing that they would disagree with when it comes to Satan.
I mean, the Bible talks about a spiritual battle in the end days, right? I mean, even from the beginning of time, it's been a spiritual battle. So,
we're all spiritual beings.
Right.
See, at the end of the day, a lot of people don't make that connection. We're all spiritual beings. We're walking around. So you have your swimsuit, you have your space suit, and you also have your earth suit. One day you have to get up out of each one of them at some point.
I don't have a spacesuit.
I would like to have a spacesuit. I would like to go to space one day. You know what I'm talking about. Astronauts have a spacesuit. But we have our earth suits, and that's these bodies that we walk around in. And one day you have to leave it, right? But a lot of people can't make that connection.
And the other point I was thinking of is the Democrats are all buzzwords. It's constantly buzzwords with them. You can ask them a question and they completely won't even answer what you asked. They just regurgitate the buzzwords.
Oh man, we've talked about that so much. It's all about their message, right? I mean, just like Nancy Pelosi saying it's not about inflation. It's about inflation.
When they're lying.
When you do polls, it's 100% about inflation, but they want to switch it up and make you feel like, no, you don't know what you're talking about.
Let me ask you, Connie, when you go vote, are you going to be more concerned about putting food on your table, putting gas in the tank, you know, your energy bill? Are you concerned about, you know, them trying to put abortion back to the states? What is your top concern?
My top concern is the economy, like everybody else's.
Yep. Because it doesn't, if we don't have economy and a lot of these leftists screaming about abortion, if we don't have an economy, how are they going to get abortion in? Who's going
to
pay for it?
Yeah, I thought about making the comment before about people not even be able to afford the gas to go get an abortion, but I thought that was a little tasteless.
Well, that's what Stacey Abrams is saying.
But you know what? That's just real, right? I mean, they make it sound like it's just about abortion, but more people are worried about being able to put food on their table, gas in their tanks. I mean, that's just the real of it.
And getting worse every day.
It is. It's getting a lot worse.
Wait till you hear our next story.
Oh, yes. Wait. You know what, Connie? Just make sure you listen to our next story, because this next story, if this doesn't disturb you or everybody who's listening, then that just means no one cares. It is highly, highly, highly a problem. So is there anything else?
No, that's good. I'll still be listening.
All right. Thank you so much. Thanks so much for the call, too.
Thanks for what you do.
All right. Take care.
Okay. So, yeah.
Listen. Okay. Let's get to this next story. Yeah. Now, this story, I'm gonna let you read it, but I just want to give a little content here. This story was published on the 14th. It happened on the 14th of this month. The 14th of this month. Now, it was 25 days from the 14th of this month. So while she's telling this, I want y'all to figure out what was 25 days from the 14th of this month.
Go. Right. So this is a story that just broke on Epic Times on Sunday, October 23rd.
Is it just Epic Times?
Well, this is where we saw
this. This is where it broke.
This is where the story broke. Okay. It could be somewhere else. Okay. I don't know. But it says the U.S. has only 25 days of diesel supply. Shortage could cripple the economy. Now, if you guys know Epic Times, they're a great news outlet. They're down the road, very accurate reporting. They are investigative reporters, by the way. It says the United States is down to 25 days of diesel supply as a top White House official declared the stockpile levels to be unacceptably low. Do you want to say something?
So this is not 25%, right? It's not 25%. They're saying 25 days.
Yeah, 25 days.
25 days, yeah. Not 25%.
Right.
25 days. And for those of you that were, you know, it's like, okay, what's the math on that from when they announced this on the 14th, from the White House official on the 14th, 25 days from that is November 8th.
Crazy. It says,
Can you make that happen?
Yeah, it says data provided by the Energy Information Administration show that diesel stockpiles are at the lowest level for October in records that date back to 1993. According to Bloomberg News analysts, EIA data showed that the United States, as of October 14th, like you said, Will, has 25 days of supply. It says most of the products we use are transported by trucks and trains with diesel engines, and most construction, farming, and military vehicles and equipment also use diesel. That's what the EIA said. It says, as transportation fuel, diesel fuel offers a wide range of performance, efficiency, and safety features, right? So they're saying that, listen, those are all going to be affected if we don't do something really quick.
So imagine with the cost of food right now in the grocery stores, because the liberal mainstream media, they really don't talk about it. But you just heard Jake the Snake talking about it with Bernie Sanders, and they're wanting everyone to ignore it because other countries have high prices and everything. This, the only reason why it's high here, because of poor management. So just because you have poor management in other countries doesn't mean that we have to have poor management as well. But unfortunately, that's what we have. Poor management. 25 days, people. This was on the 14th. So come November 8th. November 8th. I mean, could you pick the date? I mean, really? November 8th, they're saying that if the Biden administration doesn't do anything to fix this, that November 8th, while everyone is out voting, while we're trying to figure it out, it could be total chaos in America, because they won't have truckers, won't be able to get fuel for the 18-wheelers. You won't be able to buy milk. I mean, or you will be able to buy milk, and it's going to deplete really quick because the truckers are not moving.
Yeah.
And once they start showing pictures and start showing videos of truckers hauling stuff, not getting there, people are going to panic.
My thing is why is this not all over the news?
Exactly.
Probably because people would panic. They probably would go to the grocery
store
and buy it out.
But this information is coming out of the White House where they're reporting this. And this is coming from Bloomberg, which Bloomberg leans left. They're even reporting on it. So you have some of these media outlets actually reporting on this, but they're all concerned about not having an abortion.
Yeah. And this is all on top of, now Biden said he's going to be releasing another 15 million barrels of oil from the strategic reserve, which is already at a 40-year low. He says once prices drop to $67 or $72 a barrel, they'll be actually adding more fuel to the stockpiles. But Will, you know what? I'm frustrated. I'm sitting here reading this going, and then he has the nerve. Listen, people, Biden got on this news channel and he was telling the people, the oil industry, right, that once the price hits $70, he promises he's going to buy oil from them at $70 a barrel, right? Which is a really high price, you know, because I guess under Trump, it was $20 a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
But he's trying to entice the oil producers. He's like, open it up, start pumping the oil out there, which, you know, he shut them down. He's wrapped them up in red tape. I mean, we've reported it so much of how they say and act like these oil producers can just go out there and start pumping, but they've locked them up in red tape and they really can't. And then it gets out there and says, we're going to make you rich by buying it at $70 a barrel. And then he complains about them being rich.
So
this is like a vicious cycle.
I know.
He's creating. And I'm sitting here going, does anybody even understand what he's saying?
Right. So when he said that they're going to start replenishing it when the barrel gets to what price?
$70.
To $70.
Wasn't it like 20 or 24
when President Trump was in office, President Trump took complete advantage of it, and he he filled the reserves to the brim. Now, this is when it was overflowing.
We were exporting energy. We were doing
one exporter of natural gas. Right. We were energy independent. We didn't have to, if you know, these other countries, we were like, we don't care what you do. America is booming. America is looking really good. And the Democrats wanted to change that.
And actually, even our U.S. defense is saying, hey, listen, this is becoming a serious problem, even for us. If we have to go to war, we're at critical levels.
Yes. We're already at critical
levels. We're at critical levels.
Yeah. And if they can't fix this, and how did you, they let it get to this point. November 8th. That means that it's going to be, oh my goodness. I'm trying not to get worked up here. I'm trying to just talk about this in a calm manner without exploding here, because I've told people multiple times in the past, y'all need to get ready. You need to get prepared. And you know what?
You need to start
stocking up on some canned goods. I mean, because it's going to get bad. And this is part of the World Economic Forum, which Biden answers to.
Yeah,
and I just did a quick search on the Google search, and it shows the barrel right now is $84. $85 okay, right now.
And he wants it to get down to 70.
Waiting for it to get down to 70. But now let me remind everybody, Saudi just said that they're going to stop drilling for not 1 million a day, but 2 million barrels a day. So you know what? With them, the reason why they do that, because it causes the price of the oil to go up because of supply and demand. If there's more demand than the supply that you have, then guess what? You can jack the prices up. That only tells me that the price for the barrel is going to go up, and it's not going to come down to $70.
That's the problem.
That's what
inflation
I'm saying.
Inflation is going to drive it up.
Yes.
Supply is not going up. Supply is going down and demand is going up. That's a problem.
Yep, 100%.
And then you have things like diesel that we're almost out of.
Yeah. Days. Just days now.
I'm frustrated that little story is just tucked away. You know, that it's not out there and people aren't talking about it.
Yeah. It's just something that's going to happen and come about, and people are like, when did this happen? How come no one told us?
Okay, well, I gotta go to the store.
How come no one's told us? You know, go get you some supplies. I mean, I'm telling people.
I'm gonna go buy some more 99-cent canned goods just in case.
Get some supplies. I mean, I think it's gonna get real bad.
Yeah.
I would like to believe that I'm wrong, but just looking at all this stuff.
And I know God's gonna take care of me. I mean, don't get me wrong. He's always taking care of me, but you know,
but you still have to do your part.
You still have to do your part.
You can't sit on the couch. You can't sit on the couch all day and just pray and say, Lord, give me, give me, give me, give me. No, right. You got to get up, just like the birds in the nest. If they're hungry, at some point, you got to get out the nest.
Same thing with voting. We want changes. We need to vote. We need to put in the work. We need to get out there. I mean, spiritually, if you want to change people's lives, you have to get out there and be evangelicals. You can't just sit around and think that you're going to pray for them.
I like to think that I'm doing my part.
Yeah.
I like to think I'm doing my part.
I
pray that the day I stand before God and he can say, at least you tried. Yeah. And, you know, I'll take it. At least you tried.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. I want to thank you so much for being with us this Monday fun day or Monday madness.
Maddening Monday. We'll call it Monday fun day. I
just say that to
I
be,
that
you
was
know.
Sunday fun day.
No, Monday fun day. It's like a psychological thing trying to convince myself it's good. Okay. But the madness Monday is even better. It's more fitting. Hey, everybody. Good. Thank you so much again. And you know what? Be sure to go download the podcast after this. If you miss some parts and you want to go check it out later and the other ones, and please help us by sharing it. Thank you, everybody. We will see you on the flip side. God bless.